Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'm here to interview you on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 17th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Maria Grant. I am 41 years old. I'm originally from the Isle of Wight, and I'm now based in Manchester.
And how are you doing today?
Okay, I'm quite excited. Yeah. I can't quite believe it's happening. So it's quite nice to have seen the last few participants and had a chance to chat with them.
Yeah. And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Probably a couple of reasons. The first was I went to Ireland in, I think it was 1996, and I went to Kilkenny City, and there was a huge round tower outside a cathedral, I think it's St. Canines or something. And I haven't got a great head for heights, but I decided I was going to climb it. And I was a bit wobbly once I got there. And then after I'd got over the initial kind of like euphoria of getting there, it was quite amazing. It was just so peaceful and it was so tranquil, and I had a real sense of achievement. And when I heard about the plinth, I thought, yeah, that would be an opportunity to kind of hopefully recapture that wonderful sense of peace that I had in the round tower. So that was one reason. Another reason is that I believe in that contemporary art in a public setting can bring a great deal of joy, which sounds quite pretentious, I think. But I'm aware of the work of people like Stanley Tunick and his body landscapes involving members of the public, and obviously Anthony Gormley's work and things like Another Place. And when I heard that Anthony Gormley was doing something on such a large scale with the public, it was just too good an opportunity not to get involved with, or at least try and become involved with.
And how did you feel when you were informed of your success?
I spent about 5 minutes going, oh my God, oh my God. I just couldn't believe it. I was filled with joy. And my little daughter, who is 4 3/4, was quite startled and kind of backed into a corner and said, oh, Mummy, you're not supposed to say that. So I don't think she's ever seen me quite so ecstatic. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful moment.
And are you quite interested in contemporary art?
I'm aware of contemporary art. I probably not as well informed as I'd like to be or should be. But yeah, I would say yeah. It's something that's kind of I don't have a lot of time for, so it's kind of like on the periphery of my life at the moment. But it is something that when I do encounter it, I enjoy it. We go to places like the Tate Modern. We go to the Turner Prize. We go to Crosby Beach to see Another Place. And we watch programmes on the TV as we encounter them or if we seek them out. There are certain series that we look out for.
And what are you actually planning on doing on the plinth?
I'm going to enjoy myself when I'm on the plinth. I probably won't be as spectacular to watch as a lot of people who have had an opportunity to be on the plinth. I have focus most of my energy on preparing to come to the plinth, so I've been doing things like raising money for the National Association of Bites and Crohn's Disease. I have been putting together a playlist as if it was a desert island, and I was, you know, records that were important to me I'd take with me. And I have been talking to my family about what I could do on the plinth, and we've decided that I should knit some gloves for my daughter. So I've got my knitting needles with me, and I'll be taking them up and not aiming to eat them, but at least starting them while I'm up there.
And you said that you've been raising money for yourself or for charities?
No, it's for charity. No, I'm funding myself to come down. The charity is the National Association for Colitis and Crohn's Disease, which is a charity for those who have inflammatory bowel diseases. They're quite a small charity, but they have a very good information service, which, as someone who has an inflammatory bowel disease, I have found very useful to top up the information that you do or probably don't get from the hospital services.
Okay. And has this had quite a great impact on your life?
The colitis?
Yeah.
There was a time when I was on some quite high dose steroids for a few years. But I think I'm, as severity goes, I've actually been quite lucky. I haven't had to resort to surgery, which I know a lot of people do. But when I have needed help and information, the society's been there, the association's been there.
Yeah. And have you brought anyone with you today? Will there be anyone watching you in particular?
Well, I've got quite a few friends and family who have promised to get up for 7 o'clock and watch on the webcam. I've got my husband's family, my husband's parents, and friends and colleagues up in Manchester. And then actually down in the square, we have my husband Richard, my daughter Abigail, and a family friend, Simon, coming along. He lives in London. So I'll have a small cheering party. I'm actually quite looking forward to being out at 7 o'clock in the morning because it is quite peaceful out there. So I'm not, surprisingly, given that I've put myself forward to go on the plinth, I'm not actually a very public person, so I think this is the perfect time.
And whilst on the plinth, are you wanting to engage with the public?
I'm not intending to engage with the public particularly actively. I might observe them. I might take some photos. but for such a public place, I'm seeing it as quite a private place for myself, even with the public around me and the webcams and the recordings. And yeah, I'm still going to find it quite. I'm anticipating finding it quite peaceful, quite tranquil,
yeah.
And probably quite chilly.
So can I just ask you to talk a little bit about your background, kind of where you were brought up, and how that shaped you?
Oh gosh, okay. I was born on the Isle of Wight. My mum came from Shoreham-by-Sea in Sussex, and my father from Kilkenny in Southern Ireland. And my parents split when I was, I think, about 18 months, 2 years. And so it was just me and my mum and my sister. And then my mum met my dad's brother. But then he left as well, he departed. So it was just a tight-knit family unit of four. And I think we've had quite a happy childhood. I grew up on the Isle of Wight. I went to university. I was the first member in my family to go to university, to what was Birmingham Poly, which is now University of Central England in Birmingham, which is the longest university name in the country, which is quite impressive. I think it was by about two letters. And I studied library and information science there. Went on to work in national information centres in the UK, things like health outcomes, evidence-based practice, and had various other little jobs in the employment department, in the health and safety executive, all in an information context. And now I work at the University of Salford, where I'm a research fellow, and I work in the Salford Centre for Nursing, Midwifery and Collaborative Research, and I support nurses learning about finding information to inform healthcare.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and systematic reviews. So we do reviews of all the published evidence to see how that could underpin and inform practice.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. It's a really, really stimulating job. And I'm able to work part-time so I can fit in with Abigail's school hours. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And you have one daughter.
I have one daughter. I also have a stepdaughter. My husband has an older daughter, Jenna, who is just about to become 23, I think. And she also has a daughter who is Leonie, and she's just turned 5.
So just going back to the plinth,
yeah.
What are you looking to walk away with? What kind of experience are you looking to attain today?
I'm quite quite open-minded. I'm not entirely sure what I'll walk away with. Hopefully a partly made glove. A sense of achievement, a sense of being part of something bigger than myself, which I imagine probably a lot of people are saying. It's kind of like being public but being part of a bigger picture, so that you're not particularly vulnerable. You're kind of like, you know, it's a shared experience. I believe that there's a forum that I could sign up to, where I can share my experiences afterwards. But I'm just imagining feeling quite euphoric, I guess, if anything. Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime experience, and that I just want to go out there and enjoy it.
And what about your relationship with London as a city?
Mm-hmm.
When you're putting yourself on a pedestal in the centre of the biggest city in England, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
don't particularly like London. I find it find there are too many people. It's too busy. It's too noisy. And I think it's too much of a focus for activities generally, money generally. So I'm not particularly keen on London. I do like cities. I've come from a small place like the Isle of Wight. I found that was too parochial, that was too claustrophobic. I live in Manchester, which I think is one of the biggest cities in the country. Is it the second biggest city? But I don't find it as oppressive in the same way that I do London. But then, having said that, amazing things like this happen here, so, yeah.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yeah. it's become quite addictive, just logging onto the webcam and seeing what people are doing. I've been quite surprised at how much of a reality TV flavour it's had to it. I guess because I felt like I was doing it in a... sounds pretentious again, but in a like philanthropic kind of way, kind of giving something or being part of something, without necessarily having an agenda or using it as a platform to promote myself. I'm just seeing it as an amazing project, whereas there have been quite a lot of performers who are trying to use it as a platform to get onto something else, which has surprised me. So I saw a guy a couple of days ago who just stood for an hour. And that was very attractive to me. That really meant something more than people who were really engaging with people around them. For me, that was more about what the project's about.
Yeah, I think the participants are split kind of halfway down into the performance and the just being.
A bit just being. I think he actually said on his website, it's about being, not doing, and I just thought, yeah, that captures it exactly.
Great. Okay. Is there anything you're taking on to the plinth with you?
I'm taking some water, my iPod, although I don't anticipate using it, my knitting needles and wool and knitting pattern, a fleece in case it gets cold, and a waterproof jacket because there is a forecast for thundery showers. I do have an umbrella, but I'm not entirely sure if that's safe to use that eye up in case I become a lightning conductor.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just lie in a star shape, someone suggested, if the thunderstorms start.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.